Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here. Today we have another Castle Country Focus interview. Today we're sitting down with Emery County Commissioner Jordan Leonard. Commissioner Leonard, thank you again for taking the time to come sit down with us.
Hey, thanks, Aiden. Good to be with you.
So, jumping right into things, it's an exciting time in Emery County with the summer events going along. We got a few city celebrations that you wanted to talk to us about.
Yeah, so the first one's Castledale June Jamboree, so that's June 7th and 8th. Always a good time. There's a youth rodeo and barbecues and different events happening with Castledale City. And then Orangeville Days, the weekend of June 15th. I believe there's a lamb fry, always activities and fun at Orangeville Days. So a lot of city celebrations starting to happen. And then we have another meeting if people are interested in being involved with the county fair. The plans have already been made, but this is kind of a kickoff to the county fair. And that's June 9th at noon. It's a business chamber lunch and learn. If you're interested in coming to that, that's June 19th at noon at the Castledale City Hall for that one.
Now, a lot of exciting stuff going on right now in Emery County, but something I feel like doesn't get talked about quite enough as it should is the research center out there.
Yeah, the research center has been a bright spot. So we're looking to transition that to the state. So the state's looking to purchase the research center from the county. We just want to make sure that it continues to grow. The county commission has managed that that research center for a couple of years now, and we have decided to partner with the state to help see it flourish and create jobs near the research center. Now we did have a visit with a couple companies. We own 100 acres just north of the research center. We had a good visit with two companies that are looking to locate near the research center, and so it's a good lure in for companies. One of the companies looking to hire around 50 to 60 jobs, and so we're excited about these relationships that we are building to potentially have growth in the county. So yeah, we're excited to transition that over to the research center, over to the state, and they're looking to purchase that this summer.
Now, speaking of growth in the county, coming up here real soon, we have the primary elections.
Yeah. So just a reminder to get everybody registered to vote. We have the primary elections, not only locally, but, you know, state-run elections. Just, you know, if you want your voice heard, vote. I know there's a lot of commissioner elections happening in both counties, as well as other elections happening. So have your voice heard, register to vote. I believe that's June 25th, so it's coming upon us. So get your voice heard out there.
Get your voice heard and do your civic duty and go vote. Now, Commissioner, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave us with today?
No, just have a good, safe summer. Really enjoy the activities that are happening in both counties. I know there was the Carbon County Fair that recently happened. I think it's good to have the camaraderie and opportunities where we can get together as a community and build relationships.
Well, Commissioner, thank you so much again for taking the time to come sit down with us. Again, that was Emery County Commissioner Jordan Leonard joining us today. For more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 or 750 AM, or listen on the Castle Country Radio app or on castlecountryradio.com. And for KOAL News, I'm Aiden Mortensen.